We're talking with Jamaica Miles, who is co-founder of the All of Us Community Action Group in Schenectady. We want to try to do a little bit more coverage of Schenectady since we have a station out there now. But Jamaica, why don't you just give us a quick overview? Why did you start of All of Us?
Sure, absolutely. And thanks for having me on today. So All of Us Community Action Group, actually, it will be a year on February 15th that we launched. We saw that there was a need for more organizing in the city of Schenectady to end all forms of oppression and exploitation that many communities face, especially the most marginalized communities. And very quickly, we grew with the lynching of Ahmaud Arbery and the public lynching of George Floyd. There was an even greater public outrage that we were already talking about as it related to police brutality in our local communities, Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Saratoga. We know how important it is to lift up the voices of impacted people because those closest to the problem are the ones most likely to have the solution. And so I'm glad that we continue to do this work and look for change, right? What are the policies, practices, laws, and procedures that need to be changed so that all people have the opportunity to thrive and not continue to struggle to survive?
Now, Governor Cuomo set up this process that municipalities are supposed to engage their community residents to talk about how to reform the local police department. And he, in fact, has cited Schenectady as a model of how this should be done. What's your assessment of how well Schenectady has put together their process, and what would be some of the possible changes you would like to see?
Well, it's interesting because Schenectady didn't think that there was a problem in the first place. We, before the governor came out with his executive order, we had put forward 13 demands, sent them specifically to the mayor and the police chief, and said, here are ways that you can create change to end police brutality, state-sanctioned violence, and abuse of power within the city of Schenectady. And the police chief was the first one to say, I'm not going to listen. So there was no support for creating change within the police department. And this idea that Schenectady is a leader based on one change that has been made, adding a different list of stakeholders as part of the interview process for anyone that wants to become a police officer, is not changing the culture and the environment of policing. Many of the 13 demands would create change that allows for safer environments in our communities, like an end on all chokeholds, strangleholds, knee holds, and hog ties. It was one of the first things that we brought up. It seems like an easy lift. So if we're looking for an example of a locality that is leading with the voices of the people, that's leading to create safety and wellness in the community, I would think that we would want someone that is listening to the people and not one that is being led by the two people who never thought there should be change in the first place. And that was the mayor and the police chief.
Now, one of the things I've noticed, not just in Schenectady, but many of these, you know, sort of police review boards set up under the governor's order, is that you sort of have the so-called community representation, sort of the, you know, the longtime black establishment types, community action agencies, the NAACP, the Urban League, a couple of churches, rather than younger community activists and particularly people, you know, from the neighborhoods that are most being impacted. Has that been the case with the Schenectady? And, you know, for instance, did the city reach out to, you know, All of Us Community Action Group and, you know, ask for some nominees for this process?
The city of Schenectady fell right along the lines of what you just spoke about. They wanted to put people in the room that already agreed with status quo, those that had no complaints with the way that things were happening. Again, so if you don't think that change needs to happen, why are you in the room? If you're not impacted by what has already happened, how could you possibly come forward with ideas about how to create change? Now, the mayor and the police chief did not reach out to all of us. I was in communications with some of the clergy who were part of those conversations to begin with and said, how is it that the organization that's been on the ground doing this work for months is not invited to be a part of these conversations now? They then invited one member to be in the room, and that member, Michaela Foster, has spoken multiple times about the hostility in that space, about being silenced, about not feeling as if they have a voice. And even so far as when they said, my pronouns are they, them, that not being respected. So even when in the room, when we have young people in the room, when we have impacted people in the room, we're finding that they're being shut down and silenced. And there is no equity. They're giving not even equal time to everyone. They are prioritizing the voices of the people that don't think that there's a problem and don't want to create transformation, but simply looking, what is the little bit of reform that we can create so the governor will give us our money?
Now, before I retired, for about 40 years, I ran various statewide anti-poverty, anti-hunger organizations. And one of the things I noticed that whenever, you know, I was reviewing annual poverty statistics, Schenectady unfortunately jumped up as having among the worst poverty in the state, particularly among young children. And of course, unfortunately, as in most communities, among people of color. You know, how has, you know, the city sort of responded to that broader issue of poverty, and how do they view that as factoring into some of the police related issues?
The city hasn't responded. The city of Schenectady School District is 13th in the nation for poverty. And when you factor in United Way ALICE numbers that looks at the actual livable wage, right? Like how much would it actually cost to live as opposed to just the federal level of poverty? Our statistics jump even further. We're looking at 62% based on 2018 numbers, 62% of the people in the city of Schenectady are living in poverty. And the highest concentration of policing is in those impoverished communities. The least amount of resources is in those communities. This is a conversation that's been had. And the police chief and the mayor may mention poverty, but not any solutions to actually increasing resources to those communities. The mayor has brought up the fact that $75 million of buildings have gone up in Hamilton Hill, the greatest investment ever known in any time period. None of those jobs went to the members living in that community. There was no investment to eradicate the poverty. You simply put a fresh coat of paint on a problem and then said, hey, it's real shiny, but the problem's not gone. So the mayor and the police chief continue to simply perpetuate the status quo and say, oh, we're working hard for change. Instead, they're simply looking for reform.
So we've been talking with Jamaica Miles, co-founder of All of Us Community Action Group. We have about 90 seconds left. So two-part question, you know, so what would you like to see at this point in terms of the city of Schenectady moving forward with police? And if people want to get involved, find out more about All of Us, how best to do that?
Absolutely. We need to see that our city council steps up and is more vocal, calling for actual change and being a part of that process in a real way to demand transformation and not just reform. And to be involved with All of Us, you can find us on social media or by email, Untitled and Free. That's how you find us on social media. And you can send us an email, untitledandfree@gmail.com.
And you mentioned the city council should be stepping up. A lot of the city council seems to be stepping off. And I guess most of them are for re-elections. Is All of Us going to try to, you know, at least influence in some manner the new city council elections?
We actually are in the process of creating a community questionnaire that we're going to ask candidates to answer and share publicly, and not just the private ones they share for endorsements from different parties.
Okay, well, we want to thank Jamaica Miles for joining us today, and hopefully we'll be hearing more from Jamaica in the near future. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.